I have declared this to be a worshiping church. But are you one of the worshipers? There are many in my church, my body, those who are my children, who enter into times of praise and worship like this, but they start to get bored. That's nothing but the flesh rising up against your spirit. For your spirit relishes these times. Your spirit thoroughly enjoys these times of worship because it produces times of fellowship. Do not let yourself become bored during these times, because that is a sign that your mind is drifting away from what I am trying to do. Many would think that that is not the proper way to say it, that I am trying to do. But you see, I cannot do anything in you if you don't let me. I'm trying. But if you don't let me, then I can't. So when I tell you that I am trying, it means I'm with you. And I am trying to work a work inside you. Yield to me. Let me do this. You must cast down the imaginations, the thoughts of boredom, the thoughts that begin to drift away from what I am doing. Capture your mind and bring it back into focus so that you're concentrating on me as you worship. When you do this, I will become more and more real to you. This will help you learn to better trust me in every aspect of your life. Please understand, I am a perfect and holy God, and I cannot fail you. I cannot fail you. I can only do you good. And the good that I do in your life is to bring about that which is perfection before me, working in you to bring you to the place of being fully conformed to the image of the glory of my Son. So do not allow yourself to become bored during worship. Instead, cast those imaginations down. Do not let them exalt themselves against or above me and worship me. Worship me out of your spirit, which is a worship that goes beyond worship out of your mind. Worship me out of your spirit and experience a greater depth of fellowship with me and a completed work in you that I will do, says the Lord.